Gary, let me ask you this, because what Sam said, and it's not a direct quote, you know, from what he just said, but it was basically this: Christians in America can influence the sword of justice, and the sword of justice can be effectively utilized by the United States in other nations. In other words, we as a country can influence what happens in other countries. And some would say that what the president did with respect to Bashar al-Assad and what we did in response to him gassing those people by launching that attack, and it was incredibly effective and probably was very much taken note of by Kim Jong-un. Maybe that's why he is so willing to come to the table and talk, not just with President Trump, but with President Moon of South Korea. What President Trump did by attacking Syria would be the result of the United States of America, a just nation, wielding the sword of justice effectively in another nation. Now, some have criticized President Trump and said, we have no business going there. Gary, my question to you is this: you're a preacher of the gospel. Was what President Trump did correct? And do we have not just business going there, do we have a responsibility as a Judeo-Christian nation to involve ourselves to some degree to stop these kind of injustices that are occurring in other lands?
Well, I think absolutely we do. You know, the Word of God, when you study the scripture, you will find that we are all challenged, whether we are talking about the individual or the church or the government. We are all challenged to do that which is good according to the will and the way and the righteousness of God. And so where we see these atrocities taking place, it is absolutely significant and important for us as a nation to do everything that we can to stop these atrocities. The problem of it is, though, Dave, is that many of these things are not known. And often, where they are known, they are not made known throughout the country. And so I think that, first of all, you know, we need to be alert as a nation through the various tools and instruments that we have. I think we need to step up the effort to be alert with what's going on toward the persecuted Christians around this world and then do something about it. You've got the groups like the Voice of the Martyrs, and I was just reading in one of their magazines this morning how that persecution of Christians is growing everywhere today, everywhere outside the United States. Of course, we know we've got what we'd call little acts of persecution against us here, but outside of our country, it is really growing in many states. And so many times we don't know about it. We're not aware of it. We need, when we find out about it, to make it known. And when we do know about it, we need to exercise our muscles, I think, as a nation, to do something about it. However, a lot of the times we don't. And I'll just take into consideration this last situation with Ahmed and Amil. And we are very glad that, you know, the decision has been made to release him from these accusations. But with a lot of contacts that were made, as far as I know, and I was pretty close to it, our government did nothing. What did get him out of that was the prayer of God's people. And it's the prayer of God's people, I believe, that Ahmed was set free. And so, you know, number one, we need to have an understanding as to what's going on around the world. And then Christians really need to pray. Don't completely depend upon government to do it, though the government should when it has the opportunity to do so. But Christians really need to pray. And as a nation, because of our Judeo-Christian background and because what the role of government is, according to Romans 13, we must, as a nation, do all that we can to stop persecution. I'm glad that we've got a fellow by the name of Sam Brownback. We've talked about him on this program before, who has the responsibility in the State Department to actually see that there is a reduction of religious persecution around the world. We need to pray for him. We need to pray that God gives him insight and understanding in doing it. But then I think it's important for Joe Citizen out there in the streets of our cities and towns and villages. The citizens must be tough with legislators and be in touch with them to ask them to keep up on the persecution situation around the world and do all that they can from the governmental perspective to reduce this worldwide persecution amongst Christians that we're seeing today.